This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Leng on FUBAR Radio.
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling. A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm flying. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it.
Welcome to Access All Areas, and congratulations, Harriet, on your 100th show.
100 years! Nearly as old as me! Wow, Harriet!
But you say you're 90.
I'm actually the same as the bus I got for school, 37. Anyway, guys, I'm Lizzie Cundy, by the way.
And I'm Stephen Leng, and we have a jam-packed show coming up for you this evening,
Lizzie? Well, we really do. As jam-packed as this brassiere. It's bumper-packed, full of goodness.
Yes, we have David Lundy, who we just met next door.
He's very fit.
Very fit, which is surprising.
Because he was on from Survival of the Fittest.
Survival of the Fittest.
ITV2. It was, is it the rival to Love Island?
I would say so. I would say so.
It's made by the same people that made
Love
Island.
Yeah, I think they knew what they were doing, didn't they?
Lots of fit men, fit girls. Let's put them all in a room.
All in a room. We also have London Hughes from Celebs Go Dating. Mm. Gorgeous. And then we have Poppy Haskell, who is the new Miss Swimsuit UK winner.
And we just met her in the bar.
Yeah, she was lovely.
She got very
being
nice
recorded.
Boyfriend. Yeah, she's being filmed everywhere she goes.
We were suddenly being filmed. We didn't really
pub.
Know why. But
well,
anyway.
Eating cheese and onion crisps. But anyway.
Have you been? You were out last night, Cundy. I saw you were at the OK Magazine 25th birthday party.
Did you see that?
I certainly did.
Oh, yeah, it was.
You went with Christina Rianoff from Strictly.
That's correct. Yes, it was at the Shard. It was actually quite incredible because I don't like lifts. And we were right at the top. And I forgot. Well, I was just following everyone chatting away and stepped in. And I suddenly thought, oh, no, I'm in a lift. I really don't like this. And they went, you've got to stay
in. Did you panic?
I did get a little bit panicky. And I tried to look cool because there was loads of...
That's hard.
...other celebs in the old lift. But I was really scared.
So
but
what
anyway,
was the actual party like?
It was good fun.
Yeah.
Lots of faces.
Yeah.
And some pulling funny faces. No, there were loads of people there. It was good fun. There was lots of old friends.
Who were your faves?
Aliash and Jeanette from Strictly.
Gorgeous.
My lovely Strictly pals were there.
Gorgeous.
Joe
twosome.
McFadden, who won Strictly.
Oh, yeah. Very handsome.
Christina,
can you
obviously.
Set me up?
Yeah, he's great. I love him. He's going to come in on the show.
Good. I'd like him to.
Yeah, no, there were lots of old and new, I would say.
Good. Well, yes. Yes. I used to work for OK Magazine, didn't I, back in the day? So
of course you did.
So I know a lot of the crowd who they...
Yeah, and they had the old editors with the new editors.
Yeah.
Luckily for Rosie, was there our friend Rosie Underwood. No former fashion editors. I thought there was a little bit of... they're here. Who invited them?
Rosie has co-presented the show before with me.
She's great, Rosie. And she has. She's going to step in if ever you feel a bit poorly.
Oh, good. Okay.
She said.
Good.
No, it was a good night. It was lively.
Yes.
But they had two floors, and on the top, on the roof... It was so cold.
Was it?
And I did this virtual
the
reality.
The roof at the Shard?
Yes, right at the top.
Oh, my God.
And it was
That's
quite
horrendous.
Yeah,
I'd be...
Don't look down.
No. No.
And
don't
they had
heights.
A virtual reality where you put those, you know, you feel like you're on
Headset.
The building. And I went, they put me on this chair. I didn't know what I was doing. You know me, I'll do anything. And they said, oh, everyone's filming me. So a lot of stories, Instagram stories today, they've got me with these stupid... like blindfold bloody eye muff things, and I am screaming my head off because I felt I was flying off the building and I don't like heights.
So that was what it was showing you? It was doing you like a tour of London, was it?
Well, you're on a slide but you're going down the building really fast, like a helter-skelter, but then you're coming off and then going like nearly into the water.
That is terrifying.
And I thought I was going to be sick. I felt so ill. And they were saying, Lizzie, it's not real, but when you've got those, you know, you feel you're there.
Yeah, of course. I couldn't do that. Sounds horrific.
I've never had anything. It haunted me. That's why I've not slept.
But while, obviously, OK Party has been the big showbiz event of the week, the big showbiz news has come courtesy of Ant McPartlin, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And that's very sad reading, I've got to say.
So he was arrested on the last weekend.
Yeah, my manor. I know that corner he took very well.
Lower Richmond Road.
Lower Richmond Road. It's where I'm from. It's my area. So, yeah, that was very sad. And actually, my son, Josh, was driving past and saw all the...
Oh,
what
really? So, yeah, he crashed.
He didn't stop and get his phone out like Sam's did.
He did. So he crashed into multiple cars, didn't he? And a four-year-old girl needed some medical attention.
Yeah.
And now he is off Saturday Night Takeaway, potentially off Britain's Got Talent.
He's been charged.
You know a lot of people in that world. What do you make of it all?
I actually feel really sad about this one because they've been absolute role models to so many. You know, my boys have loved them since they were little. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember them in Biger Grove and all of that. And I just think it's so terribly sad. And it's sad to see someone really struggling.
Yeah.
And he's obviously got a few problems. We know about the marriage problem with Lisa and their divorce at the minute, which is I wouldn't wish on anyone.
No.
I've been there. It's the most awful time. And he's obviously struggling, you know. And it's hard because there was an interesting piece I read and it's just saying that Ant is actually from, you know, he's just a normal lad from Newcastle.
Yeah. But why do you think Dec hasn't dealt with any of these problems?
Well, I think they've had very different upbringings. Mm-hmm. Dec had a very strong family upbringing, strong Catholics, actually. Do you know this? And
No.
Whereas Ant, his dad left at 10. There was, you know, it was a broken family. Maybe from the wrong side of Newcastle, if you could say that, and just had a bit of a tough time growing up.
Yeah.
He didn't have a father figure, and
makes it hard.
He enjoys a good drink and a good time, and they've got this squeaky clean image. But
that's all been ruined now, hasn't it? Really?
Well, they could possibly losing huge contracts and. You know,
I wonder
deals.
If that's why they felt they had to do the final two episodes of Saturday Night Takeaway.
I think they had to do it because they had winners and stuff for the Florida holiday. But also, it's not. I feel sorry for Dec. Mm. I felt really sorry for him. And you can say, you know, someone said, "God, that's so selfish of Ant." But you know, if you've got problems and if you are an addict, it's an illness.
Yeah, I agree.
And you've got, I think you've got to be sympathetic.
I agree.
And I think there's a lot of love out there for him.
I agree. And I think he will make a comeback, but it probably won't be this year. I think they're going to give him a big, long time off.
And who could fill his shoes, though? It's very difficult.
I think Decker will do it by himself, won't he?
Yeah.
But while constantly making it clear that he doesn't want to. I think that'll probably be there.
Yeah, probably. And we all wish him well, obviously.
We do.
And I'm glad no one was hurt, obviously, in the accident.
Yeah.
But
thank God.
But you know what? It's scary because it could have been a lot worse. And I think we thank the stars it wasn't.
Yep. Very lucky.
Yeah.
Shall we get our first guest into the studio?
Oh, yeah, David Lundy. Could be Cundy, couldn't it? It
very close. and then, yeah, should we play a little song first?
Yeah, let's
Sorry,
do
I got
it.
A bit confused then. Let's play a little song first.
One, two, three, now.
Rogers, just telling you that. I'm not name dropping.
Do you? I've seen him a couple of times in concert.
He's good, isn't he?
Really good. Sheikha, actually, really good.
He just was performing at the Royal Albert Hall. I was supposed to go yesterday, but I went to the OK.
Of course you did. We've got our first guest in.
I know, I'm so excited because his surname's nearly the same as mine.
It's a combination of yours and mine combined.
It is. David Lundy.
Hello, hello, hello.
David. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Come a bit closer to the microphone, please.
Okay, sorry.
He's get closer. He wants you close.
Oh, I can't say I blame him. He's only human, isn't he?
So survival of the fittest.
You survived.
Indeed, I did. Survived.
He's here to tell the
survived
tale.
Survived and he's fit.
So how? Tell us, David, how did it all come about? How did you get on this show?
Like anyone, really, I went through the same application process as any contestant on the show. Admittedly, from previous sort of experiences and stuff, I knew a couple of guys in that sort of industry, and my social media and things like that obviously worked in my favour because you naturally get approached to do different things all the time. But yeah, I went through the same process as anyone else. Interviews, castings, some grueling days up in London, figuring out if you've got the personality and the body to be on the show.
Oh no. Which, did I say take your top off, pull your pants down?
Not so much.
That's a different kind of audition, mate.
I think that's a different show, that one.
That's one I went for.
That's
the
next one. To be fair, they obviously look at your physical condition, especially for this show, being more fitness based. Mm. It was quite cool. It's a process that lasts quite a few months, quite a few sort of a lot of waiting around, a lot of anticipation, and then you finally kind of get green lighted not too long before you actually fly out, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it tends to work that way with these shows, isn't it? I think they're worried that people are going to leak something and that people are going
to... Have you got to keep it stum? Do they say, do not say anything about this?
Yeah, it's very very hush-hush, confidentiality agreements and a lot of NDAs, etc, etc, etc. Yeah, it's very, very serious.
It's like your
business.
Life, Cundy.
It is, it's full of those things. They're not worth a penny.
Did sign one last night for OK Magazine or not?
Some things, we've had a chat. So we were talking just off air, you obviously made it the whole way through the show.
Yeah.
Why do you think that was?
It was a combination of things. I'd like to think it was because I was a likeable character in the lodge. The general public definitely didn't back me too much, to be fair. I was in the bottom three quite a few times.
Does that hurt your feelings?
Oh, man.
Does it hurt?
I still cry myself to sleep about it. No,
but you must get a bit hurt. You must think, God, and what am I doing wrong?
When you're in there, you do, because it's obviously a very isolating environment. You don't have your phone. You're speaking to literally the other 11 people that are around you the whole time. So you don't really know what's going on out there. You don't know how you're being perceived either. Mm. So I was very genuine. I was myself. I wasn't anything else. And the way I looked at it is, if that wasn't enough for people, then so be it. I wasn't going to change. I wasn't going to start playing games. That's just not me. So I was quite relaxed, but at the same time, like you say, it's a little bit disheartening when you think that, you know, you are just generally having a bit of a bubble, being yourself, and you're not being kept in. But you just don't know the reasoning. So
yeah, but that's true.
David, I've got to say, right, there's one of the shows I watched which made me laugh.
Here we
go. Because there was a girl that was leading you on a little bit.
A little bit, yeah, go on.
And you went to try and wake her up.
Oh.
You know what? I was crying with laughter because you were giving her, you were nudging her. And she was like, and then you were giving her a good old shake. She wasn't waking up.
I thought we were friends. Who's it? Who invited her?
Were you thinking, I've got a chance with her? Did you know?
You've actually got a bit red.
No, but did you know in the back of your mind, this girl is, you know, taking the mickey, well, she's got a game plan, which she was a game player, wasn't she?
Yeah, it's such a weird one, because like when you're in that environment, like all your emotions are very heightened, everything is literally like, it's a bit cliche, but it is literally 100 times more. And I look back on it now and I look at the way that I behave in the normal world, and if someone had done that to me in like the normal world, it would have literally lasted about 5 seconds, because I would have had no tolerance for it. But I think that when you're in there, and admittedly I did like her, I'm not going to sit here and play Charlie Big Potatoes, because I did like her. And I think even when the writing was on the wall, I just didn't want to read it. So I was just, I kept trying to be like the gentleman and do this and this and this. And then I don't know if you saw the episode, but it got to the point where I was just like, I've had enough of this. And that was the same day, funnily enough, that I got told obviously she was playing a game. So she got literally both barrels at one point. But it's a TV show, do you know what I mean? People play games, some people don't, and she did. I got the blunt end of it.
But you thought it worked in your favour in the long run, because
yeah, I think I come across again, like I say, really genuine. I think people appreciated the way that I was behaving and not the way she was behaving, and I made it to the final. She didn't, so.
So winner, 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 winner,
chicken dinner, darling.
And so, what do you do outside the show now? It's all over. What?
So before I went into the show, I was a big part of my business, which I still run. It's kind of two businesses alongside. So it's the XF brand on all the social medias. We've got a full supplement range. Obviously, my history is in fitness modelling, personal training. And we're just about to open an exciting new gym, which is opening in Surrey and Byfleet and in the middle of May. It's going to be called the Warehouse Gym. And yeah, so I've been kind of back into my normal routine world of training, dieting for photo shoots and modelling, and trying to get this business up and running, keeping sales going for the supplement range, which is awesome. And meeting up with my D&B team that are building a lovely, lovely new facility. So yeah, that's kind of what I do outside of this.
Okay.
It's all fitness.
Yeah, yeah, very much fitness based. I was a personal trainer for a long time. I've been fitness modelling for a few years now as well, and I still love all that.
What exactly is fitness modelling? Because we've had a few people come in over the years who do that.
It's basically
you're in the front of those
bodybuilding things.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you got bodybuilding, fitness, and it's kind of it is the same category, but it's not. So fitness is a little bit more, probably maybe more of an obtainable look. And you need to be, without being too big-headed, a bit easier on the eye as well. You need to be able to have that model appearance, but you need to have, like, you know, the abs and the physique and that kind of thing.
How much do you have to do to keep in shape like that then? I mean, do you have to stop? You don't eat crisps and drink wine, obviously.
to be fair, I'm more of a sweet person than a savoury person anyway, but I have to put the chocolate away for sure. It's tough. I mean, I train every day, and then if I've got like a, you know, if my agent's to ring me and say, oh, you've got a shoot in 3 weeks, I'd be training twice a day, doing cardio, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot to do. The dieting side of things I find quite easy, but it is, you know, eating 6 meals a day. It is eating the boring stuff, the chicken breast and the
broccoli. Is it high protein?
High protein, fairly low carb, depending on what day it is. It's all quite scientific, which I'm sure people will be like about, but that's just it's hard, but I love what I do, so I can't complain. No one's got a gun to my head forcing me to, you know, eat that food or to go in the morning and do my cardio on an empty stomach. Well, I just love doing it. So
what were your friends and family like about the show watching you?
I think obviously because I had to keep it like proper under wraps, my mum knew, and my boss, because I needed some time off work to do bits, but other than like my friends and stuff, I had to keep it really low key. So there was only like probably one or two of them that I really like, obviously, like trusted not to sort of to slip out. So a couple of them knew. So a lot of the time, because you actually get obviously flown out there on what they call like a lockdown period, so you go out there early and your phone's taken off you. So when it's released into the press, you don't have any phone, and you don't, obviously that's when people start to find out. So it's funny when you come out and your phone is just literally like, ping, ping,
oh my
ping,
god,
ping. Yeah, like literally your notifications have gone absolutely mad. So yeah, it was really supportive. Like my family were supportive, my friends were as good as gold, and everyone's been really happy for me. I've had some like quite nice people coming from school, you know, bearing in mind like I'm 26 now, and I've had people from like my high school coming out and just being like, oh, you know what, I don't want to seem beggy, but I just want to say you've done so well. And I was like, it's quite touching, really.
Yeah,
it's really
nice.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, was it? I mean, imagine your phone being taken off you. I think I'd have a fit.
You like, last about
help!
20 seconds, babe.
Do you know what? It's actually really refreshing. Like, my life is my phone, like my social media, my emails, phone calls, and you know, I'm terrible. Like, I post on my social active. If you follow me a lot on Snapchat or in my social, David London Official, by the way. like, you'll see that I'm always on it. I'm selfie kinging it up. Like, I love it. But to have that period away from it, especially away from like the reality of work and your emails, it was so, so nice.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah.
I bet.
I just really can't bear it. It's really hard. Like, it was Mother's Day. My boys were saying to me, Mum, put your phone away. Can you put your phone down? We're going to have a conversation.
No.
I was like that. Okay. I was still going,
just in case.
So was WhatsApp.
You're addicted to your phone, babes.
I think I am addicted.
It's true.
That's quite bad when your kids are telling you to put your phone. It should be the other way around.
I know. It's like absolutely fabulous.
So it happens, you know, when we were top story on the Mail Online last week, weren't we? So, you know, sometimes these things...
We were, yeah. Darling, we were.
Not that you're bragging. Yeah.
We broke some news last week that ended up setting the agenda, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, but something's got a little bit mystery, you know. What was going on?
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, but David, so what is the future going to hold for David Lundy?
What is the future holding for Lundy? Bits and bobs at the moment, because I'm doing quite a lot of like modelling for a few different brands, trying to boost like my fashion portfolio up as much as I can.
Do you want to do another TV show? Did you enjoy the TV?
I loved TV, and TV loved me, funnily enough, according to all the producers, so that's good news.
Something like the radio job. That's good, you need confidence.
True, you
TV.
Do.
You've got to give the people what they want, do you know what I mean? hopefully I will potentially do some more. But again, it's about doing the right thing as well. You don't want to just be that guy who's just jumping around trying to make as much money as possible. Yeah, don't get me wrong, money makes the world go round and stuff, but I'm trying to build like quite a successful brand and stuff. So
yeah, would you do Love Island? What do you think of Love Island?
I wouldn't be able to do it this year anyway,
no.
Because it's the same producers.
Yes.
But never say never. I think there's a lot of other ones out there as well, though, potentially, you know, broaden your horizons a little bit, maybe do something slightly different. Because Love Island's quite similar.
You have been linked to it before, though, haven't you?
Yes. There's a story behind that one. I wasn't sure if you guys were aware.
Go on.
Yes.
So I was actually supposed to be on last year's one. I was on it. I was successful, got through, and I did the very rookie amateur mistake of falling in love with someone, which meant my circumstances changed.
So you pulled out?
I did. Do you know what? I don't regret it, because at the time I thought it was the right thing to do. I honestly did, and I thought I was going to marry that girl.
Oh,
and it all went Pete Tong, and I ended up back at square one. But no, luckily
that's what happened with my ex. You know what I mean?
It just happened.
Well, you're supposed to be on Love Island.
You think you're going to get with someone forever, and then it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, it was.
Luckily, I didn't have Love Island that was knocking on my door. But
massive shout out to ITV because they gave me a second chance with this. And to be fair, the experience, you know, South Africa in the safari with, you know, 11 amazing people, plus the guys that come in as well, don't forget them. And you know what? Everything happens for a reason. I do generally believe that. And it worked out all right in the end.
It worked out well. You did well, darling. Yeah. You kept to the end.
I know, yeah. Finally.
And you had two other girls after that first one that was playing you.
Yeah, I did a little dabble elsewhere, didn't I?
You were dabbling all over the show.
Dabble. Oi, oi.
Oi, oi.
Well, thank you so much for coming on this evening.
David, lovely to see you, darling, and wish you loads of luck.
Thank you.
I'll have to come to your new gym. It's not far from me.
No, you will. I'll sort you out. A little free pass.
Thanks, darling.
That's what we like.
Thanks, babes. Show me how to do those lifts, darling.
Yeah, you need to. Bit Christina Aguilera now.
Oh, baby. Deep. loving it.
It's good, isn't it?
It's getting me back in the mood. I feel like I'm at the OK party. I'm back there.
But you're not. You're in the FUBA Radio Studios, babe, so calm down. And we have our next guest already lined up.
She's amazing.
The very gorgeous. And also tiny.
She's so cute.
Tiny.
She's cute.
London Hughes, hello.
You're all right.
Fresh from, well, not fresh from Celebs Go Dating.
Not would fresh.
No.
I've been in LA since.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, you know.
Nice, babes.
You
nice.
Gotta do LA, baby.
Gotta do LA.
We love LA.
I was working.
What were you doing
yeah,
out there?
Yeah, I've just been signed over there with management. So I've got management in Los Angeles.
Oh,
that is well good.
You know, so I think you do really well in America.
Thank you. So do my agents over there. So
they're hopeful.
Very lucky.
They're,
yeah. So yeah, it's I love it there. It's great.
Yeah, it is the place to be. I really like the people and the weather. Was
Maybe
it rainy
better,
though,
No, it was so nice. Everybody was so nice. The sun was shining. It was snowing. What did you call it? Beast from the East. I
oh
missed all that.
Oh my God. We've got Beast from the East too as well.
Don't tell me it's coming back.
No, it came back.
It came back already. It's already gone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sprinkling.
Yeah,
it was bad with me.
Was it?
Did you see my pictures?
It was the same picture you posted the first time.
No.
Do you know what you do? When you don't want to know.
Don't
the hustle. Don't know the hustle.
When you don't want
Instagram, it's no one cares. We don't
when
joke.
You I don't want to go I somewhere.
Know, bad friend that does that. That would be
yeah,
like, you'll post up a picture of you and it's not right now and they're like, you weren't wearing that today. It's like, come on. Don't judge me.
No, listen, what my friend does, which is a punch of time, she can't make it. She took a picture of a punch of time. It's from 2 years ago. She goes, I've got a punch of time.
No,
that's
again? Bad.
And I'll say, actually,
lies.
It's the same.
That's
lies.
Bad.
Anyway,
that's bad.
So,
London, welcome to FUBA.
Thanks, babes.
From CBBC
yeah.
to
CGD.
You also did some appearances on Blue Peter.
Yes, I did. I did. I've done everything.
Done it all.
Done it all, mate.
But tell us, recently, obviously, most people will recognise you from Celebs Go Dating.
Yeah.
Tell us about that experience.
How was it?
Do you know what? It was crazy. Like, it was like the best thing I've ever been a part. I got paid to date fit guys and eat food. Like, I don't know if you understand how amazing. Like, when the producers came to me and told me that they wanted me, I was a bit like, are you serious? Is this a dream job? Like, I have just to be myself and eat. That is it. And date guys. Like, it was crazy.
But I would find that personally quite terrifying because dating is difficult.
Listen, the terrifying part was watching it back. Doing it, fine. Watching it, terrifying. Because you need to understand, you don't know what... I'm a comedian, so I know how to edit myself, mm-hmm. right? I know what best jokes to do. I know how to make myself come across the best. Producers don't. They know what they do what they do.
Yeah.
So you'll think, like, as a comedian, you go, I said this joke, I hope that joke makes it in. And you watch it back, it's not even in. But yet, you burped several times and they all made it in. So, like, many of my jokes got cut, but every single burp and finger lick made it in. And I was a bit like,
Do you think they did it on purpose?
Of course.
Well, they want to make it look a bit
all
gross.
About
the storyline, I didn't know the storyline was London's relationship with food. I thought it was London trying to find a man. It was London trying to find some table manners.
You enjoy your food.
I love my food, but the thing
some
is, like,
table etiquette.
I did way more interesting things than burp, but that all got cut. So they showed what they wanted to show.
But then
that's naughty.
I know.
I found watching the last series a little bit difficult.
Why, babe?
Gemma Collins.
Right. Gemma!
I struggle with Gemma anyway.
You need to understand this about Gemma. Gemma Collins is amazing. Gemma Collins is a lovely woman. The JC is a different beast.
There's two.
There's Gemma Collins and there's the JC.
So Beyonce and...
I've met them both. And Gemma Collins is so sweet. The GC, I can't. I just can't. She's too much.
When that guy came into the restaurant and he was like, you're a bit late or something. And she was like, I can't handle this.
Yeah.
I'm going, babe.
Because there's GC. That was GC.
What do you mean? I can't handle this.
I'm not doing this, babe.
I would speak to Gemma and be
I'm
like,
I'm late.
But is that real or is it for the camera?
100% real. 100%. That's the side of her. That is the side of her. Whenever she just didn't want to do stuff, she just wouldn't be there. We were supposed to film in, you know, we went to Wales.
Yeah.
Cardiff. Mm-hmm. Gemma was supposed to be there.
She did hear about it.
And when I asked her why,
she didn't want to go to Wales.
She covered. When I asked her why, she said, honey, it's a privilege to film with me, honey. And that's how she feels. And if she wants to think that, then she can. I admire it.
She's managed to earn money off it, so, you know, whatever
But the
works.
Thing is, she's really sweet. That she's got a really sweet side. That side, the GC, I can't. I
My
just
experience
laugh.
As a journalist has not taught me about Gemma
no,
Collins'
but when
sweet
she
side.
Has, like, when she does, when she's the GC, you just got to laugh. because I can't take that side of her seriously because I've met her and sat down and had a conversation. Right,
yeah, it's good to watch. It's good.
Yeah, and she's great telly. She's good TV. I ain't got a bad word to say.
So did you
who
find
else
love?
Were you with on that show? In case the listeners didn't
who
see
was
it.
I with?
Who else
mean?
Was the celebrity?
Oh, so it was
on?
Me, Mike, Muggy Mike from Love Island.
Yeah,
who's now with Megan McKenna.
Who's now with Megan? Yeah, was with Megan.
Whatever.
Yeah, and who else was on there? Jonathan Lipnicki, who is in Stuart Little. He's a child star.
Yeah,
he was in Jerry Maguire and Stuart Little, and Jade Jones, double gold taekwondo athlete.
Yes.
And
oh my god, Judo Jade.
I love her. I met her at Shoreditch House. Did you? She's amazing.
We were talking about Shoreditch House up there.
She's amazing. And who else? There was so
Gemma. Oh, Talia Storm
next. And who else was on
there? So what happened with Talia? Did you?
Do you know what? I don't know her.
Oh my god! All right,
I don't know
Mariah.
No, the thing is, I know her. I knew her. I met her. But all now, I still don't know if it was real her. I have no idea.
Why do you think that happens to people?
I think, well, she's young. She's only 19. So
she's very young, yeah.
I can't really judge her because when I was 19, I was probably wild too. But I don't think I ever met the real her. Like, everything she said was a lie. She'd lie to my face all the time. So after a while, I just stopped paying attention.
In what sort
to her.
Of lie?
Well, she told me that she went out with Brooklyn Beckham, and then Brooklyn Beckham said that he didn't go out with her.
Yeah.
And then she told me that she wasn't really interested in Seb, but then on the show she was like, oh, he was the love of my life. Like, she used to lie. But then again, like, I just don't know her.
Yeah, yeah, because so, like, you couldn't get
I couldn't
to know.
Get, so, but I actually took her under my wing throughout filming, and I thought she was a sweet girl, but then she just wasn't making
not
any
worth.
Sense. Bless
there
her.
There were pictures with her in Brooklyn, weren't there? I remember seeing
her.
Yeah,
but she seems like the kind of person that could wheedle her way into anything.
Yeah, I just think with her, I just think she's a talented girl. She can sing, and I think she should concentrate on that.
No, she's an amazing singer. I've seen her sing. She's
amazing. She's a great singer. She used to sing all the time, like, sing to us and stuff. Heard all her songs. She's a great singer.
Yeah, yeah.
She concentrates.
But, but you can't get on with everyone.
Mm-mm.
That's life, isn't it?
I got on with her. But I just don't know if I know her. I can, like, walk away from the show and go, I think I know everyone else. Like, Ollie's amazing. Sam's amazing. Even Mike, like, I feel like
Gemma Collins.
Even Gemma, like, I can tell you I know her, but with Talia, I can't tell you that I know her. Does that make sense?
So that's all over now.
Yeah.
What happened in LA? What have you gone out there? What's the
new
score?
Agent?
Anything you can talk about?
Exciting agent?
Yeah, exciting agent. The management are great. They're a massive comedy management over there, and they look after some big hitters. And I'm very happy to be with them. And I'm going back out in May for TV projects, Sips Tea.
Oh,
so,
that is fabulous.
Yeah, like, I'm really happy and excited. And I've got a new BBC One show out next Saturday as well,
which is called
Ready or Not.
Yes, I've been getting press about this actually.
Yeah, ready on that. Tell us what comes.
Yeah, and I'm going on the right stuff next week, so I've made it.
Oh, babe,
I'm so happy that I'm going on the right stuff.
Yeah,
nothing in my career.
I've been on that show.
Really, nothing in my career.
Have you done it?
Yeah, a few times.
Oh, have you?
Really?
I had Richard Madeley one time.
Why do you not like? Why?
No. It's
give me right stuff tips.
Read your papers before on the way in.
Know your stuff.
No, that I was, you know, I can bluff my way out of anything. But
yeah.
It depends who you've got. You're on with Matthew.
Yeah.
I mean, he's lovely. So. He's lovely.
Oh, the problem is that Richard Madeley was presenting. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
He is a news hound.
Actually.
So. I actually told him not to mention something and he brought it right
really?
Straight away.
But then why'd you say anything? That's the problem.
Schoolboy era.
You don't mention it at all.
Well, no, but I was worried it might get brought up.
But then you don't mention it.
So did you manage to find love through the show?
What? Celebs got it?
Yeah.
It must be mad. No one.
You never know
love.
What happens
off
there.
Yeah, but this is the problem. Because you've all got to...
This is the problem. You're going on a date. My heart was open. I was willing to find love. My heart was very much open. But people that go on those shows don't
really
necessarily...
You're a Mariah Carey, aren't you?
I am.
My heart was open, babe.
My heart was set open. People that go on those shows don't necessarily want to find love.
No, they just want to be on TV.
They just want to be on TV. And like,
no,
don't
but
get
you
me
genuinely
wrong,
wanted to
I
find love.
Genuinely, like, if I found love, I would happily be in love. Do you know what I mean? Big Steve, amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't got nothing bad to say about Big Steve. I loved Big Steve, but he lived in Swansea. There was nothing I could do. I'm not going to move to Swansea. Like, it's just not happening.
I would love it if
distance.
You did.
No.
That's a story.
Go to where else? Well, Gemma Collins won't be there. Gemma Collins won't be there.
Gemma's great.
Yeah, but you've got to do... It is to do with distance because you can't see someone that doesn't live that far away.
New.
It is tricky, isn't
Very.
It?
Very. And like, yeah, it's just hard. It's just, you just don't know what people's real intentions are, really. So you can't really trust anyone.
You might find a love
in LA. You can never trust anyone ever anyway.
I trust everybody. No. Like, literally, I trust everyone.
I do.
No.
I do. You literally trust everyone.
No, but you're both wrong. Yeah, you'll get hurt in your life.
You see, you've got your guard up. You need to fix up. You're not going to sign love. You can let down those shutters.
Can I say, my mum says, don't trust anyone. Trust is earned. But I'm the opposite.
So I will give you my trust as soon as I meet you. And then if you do me wrong, you lose it. Do you know what I mean?
Talia. So,
Talia, because Talia's a lovely girl. She's 19. She's young. Like, she's close to my little sister. She's a lovely girl. She's lovely.
Fine.
But you won't.
I just don't know if I know her. But I think she's a lovely girl. From what I knew, she was lovely.
Okay, got it.
But she did go out with Brooklyn Beckham.
Whatever. Thank you so much for coming in this evening.
No worries.
That went too quick.
Yeah, we've got another guest. But we've only got 20 minutes left.
So you made me leave Shoreditch House and come here for this.
No, but can I just say...
Just go back to where I came from.
Can I just say, quickly, your new show, which we need to plug.
Yeah, Ready or Not, Saturday night, BBC One, 6:30.
What is it, Ready or Not?
A game show and a prank show hosted by, there's like five of us. I'm one of the five. And my part of the show is the best part, I think. And it's where...
Shocker.
It's where, basically, I'm pranking members of the public to do things that will cause your adrenaline pumping to earn money.
Like what?
So, for example, I'm not going to give stuff away, but for example, say if you're about to bungee jump, but before you bungee jumped, I asked you to name every type of dog, and as you dropped down, you had to shout it out, and for every correct answer, you won money. Imagine that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd actually probably take part in that. I don't know about you.
I mean,
for money, babes, I'd do most things.
Yeah, I noticed. I have noticed that over the past few years we've been working together.
I'm poor, what can I say?
Come off it.
Can I just say before I go,
yeah,
you had that guy from Married at First Sight here last week.
Yeah.
What a lemon.
Ben Jardine.
Can I just say he's a lemon? I just think it's a lemon.
That made headlines all over.
It did. I believe in the headlines. Shall I not believe it? According to the headlines, if that girl genuinely didn't know they were breaking up until he announced it on your show, then he's a lemon. If she did know, then he's not. But if she didn't, that's a lemon.
We got the impression that he didn't, but we don't know what's in his
head. If that actually happened and he genuinely came on here and announced he was breaking up with someone without telling them, he is a lemon.
Let me tell you something. If you met him, I think you'd like him.
Nah. I don't like lemons. Too sour.
Oh, come off it.
London, thank you so much.
No worries.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
We're having a chat with Andy.
And my ex-husband played for Portsmouth.
Did he?
Yes.
So we're just having a little chat about Portsmouth because we've got our final guest in, the very gorgeous Poppy Haskell. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
The Poppy. New Miss Swimsuit UK.
Yes.
And from Portsmouth by the sea, of course.
Of course.
I mean, it's a crap beach there, but...
Yeah, stony seaweed. Yeah.
Not few nice pubs, though, aren't there?
Oh, lovely. Yeah, well. It's around Southsea. Gorgeous. Yeah.
I used to go there all the time.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, of course you did, because you're
Pompey, husband. The noisiest Pompey. Fans I've ever... There was a guy with a jar on the bare chest. Anyway,
yeah.
He didn't win the swimsuit. So how did you get into this, Poppy? Tell us.
So I was modelling full-time for 2 years anyway, so it was just a natural progression to enter the competition. But I was actually a journalist before, so...
Oh,
yeah,
really?
A bit of a random job.
Oh, how come? So how did you... From what were you doing working for? Who were you writing for?
So,
the Portsmouth News.
Yeah, I did at some point. You, yeah. Okay. But then I was actually doing a bit of fashion writing for a lingerie company called Nicola Jane. But then I was writing an event and someone spotted me and said, oh, you should be a model. And then you always think, oh, yeah, dodgy guy. But no, it was actually all legit. So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So then you went in, and how did you get into the competition? What happened?
So a friend of mine won 2 years before me, and we were on a Ringgold job in Denmark, and she said, oh, you should enter. I had so many opportunities. So I thought, you know, why not give it a go? And then ended up winning somehow.
And what do you have to do? I mean, is it because sometimes, you know, times have changed from, like, the Miss World, where you're prancing around with the sash and the... Yeah.
Not everywhere. It still goes on.
But what did you have to do?
Well, I'm glad you said that. That's what I love about Miss Swimsuit UK, is that it's not your typical pageant. So it's a lot more about a variety of different people. So this year already, we've got somebody who works in a pharmacy. We've got an ex-Navy gunner. We've got someone who had leukemia and they've got a deformity and they want to show the world that they're still beautiful. So although there are the catwalks and there is the photo shoots, it's about there being all different types of people and just embracing that and, like, bigging everybody up for who they are and all their differences.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, and they ask you a lot of questions as well, read it out, little weird facts about you. So that's quite a nice element of it, I think.
And what was it like when you won?
Oh my gosh, so I've just got the most embarrassing cheesy smile in all the photos, like not at all poised. I look like Mickey Mouse smiling. And there was all confetti that came down, and yeah, no, I loved it, amazing.
And what do you think made you the winner? Because you've got to stand out and be a bit special, haven't you?
Yeah, there were definitely girls with sort of better bodies and maybe prettier, taller, but I think just an overall package of not being afraid to be yourself and just breathe easy around everyone and, like, embrace your quirks and be a bit geeky and that you don't have to be perfect all the time. I think maybe that's
good.
What, yeah.
Yeah, because I think people put themselves under pressure, especially, you know, in the modelling industry, to be the perfect look and...
Definitely.
Size and
have you done those kind of things before?
I did actually. It was to get with Eileen Ford. It was a model agency, and oh my god! But I did enjoy because I wanted to be friends, and you actually are competing against each other.
Mm.
And I went in the final. Flew to New York. I was only young though.
Amazing. Well, I can definitely.
Only
see
a
that.
Few days ago, but I just remember it being quite.
Is that what it's like backstage?
Your heart was pumping beforehand. I remember my heart going, oh gosh, you know, because I've got friends in the audience and they'll, you know, but you are, I didn't like the kind of like, there were some girls being a bit nasty and it was very competitive.
Yeah.
When I did it.
I think I actually have more bitchiness when I worked in my office than any of the girls
wow,
in this.
Okay. Well,
I think because everyone's
really?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
They're a bit happier in their lives. I don't know. That sounds awful.
Yeah,
but
that's
but
good
what, to was it, what was it? What in what way? I'm getting
how
to the point.
How were they nice, you mean?
No, yeah, like...
So, like, I had an eyebrow which had smudged halfway up my forehead and some girl who was competing against me, she took me to one side and was quickly wiping
okay.
it off.
That's proper
sisterhood stuff in that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can
like,
see.
It's silly little things, but it means a lot when you're nervous and someone's got your back like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't want to go out. Oh, that's a new trend now, those eyebrows, isn't it?
Oh, the thunder ones.
Yeah, I'm not sure about those. No.
Should we do it with you next week, Lizzie?
Yeah, we'll do it next week. and so what do you win from being Miss Swimsuit UK? What's your year going to be like?
Well, I went to Mexico for the USA World Finals in December. That was part of the prize. So everything was paid for, food, drinks, flights, luxury hotel.
Did you take the boyfriend or not?
No, sore subject. I hope
bit awkward.
Oops, he's in the studio.
But obviously, I missed him very much every minute. What?
You text every minute.
No, but he wasn't welcome. Was amazing. And but I'm so jealous because this year, just for free runners up, I think, or there's a prize for Canon Run, a luxury car company. We get taken all around Europe, and then you end up in Marbella on a luxury yacht. So three girls on the next two heats will win that. So that's from Canon Run, which is really generous.
Okay,
wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Little plug there.
A little plug, yeah. Aren't they nice people? Are they like two
be
DJs?
So subtle, but
they're going to have two
doesn't work, doesn't work. Have you managed to meet any celebs doing this kind of thing?
Oh, well, that actually brings you on lovely to another blog. I'm excited to meet Charlotte Dawsey, who's going to be a celebrity judge alongside me. And Blue Briggs from X on the Beach, she's going to be judging as well in Newcastle.
Okay.
And Chantelle Connolly from Geordie Shore.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm excited to meet all those.
She fell out with the people from Geordie Shore quite dramatically, if
oh, really?
I remember rightly.
Oh,
yeah, there's
good.
Some good
gossip
stories there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, what? Is it Charlotte Dawson?
No. What was her name again? Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, that is.
No. Oh, the from Geordie Shore.
Chantelle Connolly,
oh, that was it, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You'd recognise her. She quit in a bit of a frenzy, yeah. She was talking about editing and things like that, but it's Geordie Shore. You know what you're signing up to.
It's
you know
true,
I mean?
Huh?
Yeah, I said
I
no.
mean, what do you want to do now, Poppy? I mean, do you want to continue the modelling or do you want to get into TV? What would you like to do?
I think I will model for as long as that is possible.
Because how old are you?
I'm 25, right. So I'd love to get
you got 5 years, then you're
kind
out.
Of
darling, modelling.
Radio work. Yeah. I'm going to take your co-host job for being cheeky.
Thanks for radio.
Would you rather look at me every day than him?
Would you, Lizzie?
Similar beards. I'm only joking. No, joke. She's beautiful. So what are you going to try and keep modelling? Are you with an agent? Do they get you with an agency with the... How does it
Verena,
work?
Verena, who owns it, does act as a bit of an agent for you, and she will get you lots of stuff. But no, I did have an agency, but I just prefer to go direct because, I don't know, I think I've got enough proactiveness about me to do it on my own, so I prefer that because then you can just get all the money.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, she's clever. I should have done that.
Yeah, she's where I fall from.
Yeah. So you're going to continue modelling?
Yeah, I'd love to get into presenting some sort of Sky Sports job.
Do you like sports?
No, but
that's not a good start.
No, maybe I should do some
pretend.
Sort of music.
Go to Portsmouth. Go watch the football.
Do you think
at
I'd
Portsmouth?
Have to care about football?
You would have to care, darling.
I mean, Kirsty, what's her name? It does it. She really knows her stuff, doesn't she?
Yeah. No, you've got to enjoy sport and know your stuff a bit.
I think maybe
yeah.
a different avenue than Sky Sports. Fine. Then I just had that Sky Sports sizzle about me, but I guess you need a bit more.
Sky Sports sizzle.
You need to know your sports. It's a clue in the thing title. You see, but you could do presenting.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
Yeah. Maybe music, fashion. I know my fashion.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And I can write my own content because I was a journalist. So, yeah, I'm sure there's some sort of future there.
Wow.
Did you go to uni?
I did. Portsmouth, of course.
Oh, I went to Bournemouth, so just down the road. Yeah.
Oh, God. It's all really the Hampshire lot, isn't it? South Coast here.
South Coast, massive.
Have you got an accent, Pompey?
Do it's I have
bit,
an accent?
A bit Hampshire accent.
I don't. Yeah, but I wasn't Portsmouth. I was Fareham. Well, not even Fareham. Stubbington.
Not, oh, well, I'm Emsworth, darling. Just down the road.
Ew, Bombay.
Bolton or something.
Manchester style.
Oh, yeah.
But so it was a great experience. You would have. Say Tony want to enter this.
Absolutely, yeah. Whether you're shy, confident, it really does welcome everyone. All body types, all personality types. It's a real party, really nice experience.
And before you got in your swimsuit, were you the day before thinking, right, I can't eat any crisps, gotta go to the gym, I'm not gonna have bread? Or were you like
definitely
not?
No bread, but I did have sweets for sugar because I'm a bit of a sugar fiend, so... I did have a personal trainer though, so that was good.
I think your boyfriend can do that, to be honest. Look at the size of him.
He's very good.
I know. He's a big boy. Where did you find him?
Well,
Poland. He's from Poland.
He is Polish. He was working for Grenade, the gym. It's quite well known. Okay. He was the head videographer.
Yeah, I can see. He's always got a camera in his hand.
Now he's my videographer.
He is.
But he's Magic Mars on Instagram. Go check him out. Magic Mars 86.
Great, we'll do.
Year I was born.
Or consider it done. 86, that means you're younger than me, Candy.
Well, why not? I say.
It's
only a number. It's only a number.
Poppy, thank you so much for coming
Poppy,
in.
Poppy, lovely, and lots of luck with the modelling.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having
lovely
me.
To meet you.
We only have a little bit more to say because I just wanted to bring up the fact that everyone was talking last week about you flirting with Ben Jardine from...
Yeah, can I say something about that?
Go on.
Okay, it was reported I was stroking his arm. I was actually looking at all his tattoos because he was literally covered with... He said they were a story.
So you don't fancy him?
No, I do not fancy him.
You didn't go for another drink after I left?
No.
You're not going to go for a drink in the future?
Maybe. No, as friends, but not as, you know, I'm not going to be romantic. His next wife. Let's put it that way. Okay?
Well, he did marry that one, you know.
Yeah, at first sight. I think he'd marry anyone at first sight. He was a cheeky chappy.
So, and what do you think about the fact that he broke the news on the show? Apparently his wife didn't know about the fact that he was going to break up with her.
Listen, I believe him. I think she did know, and I think she was out.
She's playing a game.
I think she's playing a game, and I think the other lady that came into the three, it suddenly became a threesome, didn't it?
It did.
Who was seeing him around, you know, that was just an occasional someone he'd seen out for a drink, apparently.
Okay. So the point is that you may go out for a drink with him at some point in the future.
Yeah, as a friend, yes. Yeah, of course. I haven't finished the... He was showing me what his tattoos meant. I didn't get to the end of it.
How far up his arm they went?
I only went up to the elbow. So, there you go.
Great.
There's
well, that's
your
good
story.
To know. There's your story,
Stephen.
Well, Lizzie, thanks very much once again.
Well, of
Fab
course.
Show.
But amazing show. Thank you to all our guests.
Yes, thank you.
And I can't wait for next week.
Great,
so I've got
neither
some
can I.
Very exciting news.
Okay, great. Well, can't wait to hear it.
Good.
Until next week.
What are we playing? Can we just say hello to your mum?
Yeah, she's listening. Hi,
mum. Hello, mum.
Well done. You're getting much better.
Good
girl. See you tomorrow night.
Love you, my new Facebook friend. Have a lovely evening and a lovely weekend, folks.
Bye.
Just like in the movies, it starts to rain. We're the broken beauties, blindfolded minds collide and we fall. When the curtain drops, our touch is just a touch. Now like in the movies, our story's after the end. Like strangers, perfect pretend. Memories.